The head of Madagascar's transitional authority, Ange Rajoelien, announced on national television that elections would be held on March 20th for a new parliament, which would choose the next prime minister and draft a new constitution. Rajoelien said he was asking the international community to no longer involve itself in Madagascar's problems, because a solution would only come from the elections. The 35-year-old former mayor of Antananarivo did not mention presidential elections. Madagascar's current constitution requires a president to be at least 40 years old. Rajoelien took power last March after former president Marc Ravalomanana left the country. The military-backed handover followed months of sometimes violent confrontations between supporters of the two politicians. The African Union and Southern African Development Community refused to recognize the Rajoelien government, saying it is the result of a coup d'état. They have suspended Madagascar from their organizations. International mediators have since brokered several power-sharing arrangements between the two rivals and two other former presidents, Didier Ratsirak and Albert Zaf. An accord reached several months ago called for three co-presidents and the distribution of cabinet ministries among the four groups. The three former presidents met in Maputo 10 days ago and divided up the posts, leaving some vacant for Rajoelien's group. But Rajoelien rejected the meeting as an attempted coup and has blocked the leaders from returning home. Mr. Ravalomanana told reporters in Pretoria, where the groups are staying, that Rajoelien's actions were unacceptable.
Donc on ne peut pas interdire des Malgaches de sortir ou bien d'entrer à Madagascar. C'est à cause du comportement du régime.
He says you cannot prevent Malagasy citizens from entering or leaving their country. He says the situation is due to the illegal regime and will have long-term consequences. The confrontation between the two leaders began 1 year ago. It has disrupted the economy, slowed foreign investment, and caused a suspension of most non-humanitarian aid. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.